I'd love to hear some of your take on your experience with personal branding. I mean, that's where you have a lot of background.
Yeah, totally. So for the past decade, we've owned a marketing agency.
Buckle up. It's the Insurance Dudes Podcast.
Boom!
A double boom.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's about microphone control. You don't want to get too close and have it get hot, but Michael Hunter.
Yes. Welcome to the dudes.
Welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Michael Hunter is the CEO of Spiffy, and you've worked with some folks. Brenda Bouchard did some work for Oprah and Larry King. So some big names you've been around, and you look like you've maybe 22.
Oh, you're kind. Add another decade onto it. And
right. I forgot how old I am, that everybody that's in their 30s looks like they're teenagers now.
Yeah. That's just because you're so old, Craig.
Right. I'm 90. So, well, welcome, man. It's so good to have you. We normally would ask what the living room is behind Jason, but he doesn't have it.
I don't. I'm actually in the office.
In the real studio.
Yes.
Yeah. He's back after the virus. And now Governor Newsom has decided to close everything.
But I am curious on one thing, Michael. What was the first concert you ever went to?
First concert I ever went to was the Backstreet Boys. Yep.
We've been waiting for this.
We've been waiting for this. Yes. We always
I'm pretty sure, my mom was the main influence there. Backstreet Boys came to Denver and I was like in fourth grade or something. And we just went as a family. So that's funny.
Oh, so good.
I think they're back on tour now. You know, they're making back. A comeback. Yeah. The Backstreet Boys are back. All right.
Are you going to
go? Right.
So good.
That might be creepy if you go, huh?
Yeah.
That was my wife's first too.
It was.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So we've had a New Kids on the Block.
Okay. Yeah.
And now we've had the Backstreet Boys. Our work here is done.
Yeah. Well, no.
Can you guess what my second? Oh, there you go. You guys are just reading my mind.
We just did it.
Was it?
That was my second concert. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
Nobel
so
Biv DeVoe, huh?
Yep.
Dude, I'm actually, and this is a true story. I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan. I just am. I don't care. I admit it.
That's so okay. Good.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. He's really good.
I mean, if you're not a JT fan, I think there's something wrong with you. JT's a man.
Even he's good at everything.
He's a modern renaissance man, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what he is. That is exactly, you nailed it.
I'm pretty sure he founded Facebook, too. I don't know.
Right.
If he didn't, then, he likely came up with the idea.
Yeah.
So, awesome to have you. Look at that.
So why would you want to talk to some insurance dudes and where do we go from here? And I think it really comes down to personal branding. We had this conversation a little bit ago. I would love to hear some of your take on your experience with personal branding. I mean, that's where you have a lot of background.
Yeah, totally. So for the past decade, we've owned a marketing agency and worked with a lot of, top personal brands, authors, speakers, coaches, typically in the personal development entrepreneurs space that are essentially sharing their knowledge, writing books, selling online courses. And obviously with what you guys do in the insurance industry, there's a huge opportunity to create personal brands, much like you guys are doing, and differentiate yourself from the competition, specialize, share your knowledge. One of the things I always say is that, 20 years ago, you had to go to school to get a degree to acquire knowledge to be valuable in the marketplace. Like what you knew was power. And today we live in the information age. No, knowledge is no longer power. Sharing knowledge is power. And so it's kind of counterintuitive. A lot of people hold what they know close to their chest because it's knowledge that they've acquired over several decades. But in the information age, knowledge is your most powerful weapon to share that knowledge, because people want to do business with people who know what they're doing. And so right. if you've been in an industry for 20 years, share that knowledge. People want to do business. They want to pay people who know what they're doing. And by educating people, yeah, some people are going to go out there and, you know, implement things themselves. But at the end of the day, there's a much larger portion of the population that, you know, want to do the research, do their homework, and do business with people that they know, like, and trust.
Awesome. Love that. Two questions is one, what would you define as personal brand? Because I know that that's maybe a keyword that maybe people don't know how to implement that. And then also, how can an insurance agent implement something like that?
Oh man, we could do like a whole 4-hour workshop just on that. That's a deep subject. But you know, I define a personal brand as as the perception of the marketplace based off of how you bring your knowledge, your expertise, your skill set, your values, how you present yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of talk around authenticity. There's people out there that kind of manufacture images. And so our take, we own personalbrand.com. Our take is that, personal branding is all about aligning who you are, what you believe, your products and services with the right market. And so there's this big differentiation between what we believe a true personal brand is, which is just amplifying who you are, what you do, and knowing how to communicate that in a powerful way versus, creating some type of avatar or, superhero character that you are putting yourself out there to the world. We live in the information age. Like if you manufacture your personal brand, you're going to get exposed. You might have some momentary success, but, 2-3 years down the road, you're not going to be successful. So building a personal brand is all about just being who you are, obviously showcasing yourself with your best foot forward, but just helping people and positioning yourself in a way where you're building an audience, you're building a platform, you're helping people, sharing your knowledge, and attracting the right customers of people that you want to work with and are your ideal client. So there's lots of different layers to it, but happy to dive deeper into how insurance agents can kind of take some of that information and apply it to them. We hopped on the call, we were talking about just like in industries that are heavily regulated, like insurance and finance and real estate, where, a house is a house, an insurance policy, while there are small differences company to company, insurance policy is an insurance policy, so when it comes to industries that are highly regulated and there's not a huge variation of products, it's really important that you lead with a personal brand and you specialize in a specific type of insurance, or you specialize in a specific arena where you can share specialized knowledge that people are actively seeking for. Because if you're the only person that's producing content, sharing information, and sharing knowledge on a specific subset of insurance, for instance, then when they Google that information, they're going to find you. And there's going to be a certain percentage of people that want to hire you because you have that nuanced expertise about a specific type of insurance, rather than just being a general insurance agent, selling any type of policy to anybody that kind of comes your way. You'll be able to charge a premium for specialized knowledge. And, there's a whole slew of benefits that come from, specializing, producing content, and becoming an expert in a specific niche. Now, I am not a big expert in the insurance industry, so I don't have any like specific examples on how you could specialize down, but maybe you guys have some ideas or some experience that might be able to kind of bridge that gap. But that's typically the type of things that we explore with our clients in the past is, how can you take an industry that that seems like it's pretty difficult to stand out in, and how can you get creative and find unique ways where people can actually find you and come to you to pay you to buy your products and services, rather than you having to go out there and go into networking events and going to basically having to go out there and be the bee that's flying and picking up all the nectar. How do you have those clients come to you rather than you having to go out and constantly and continually hit the pavement and do all the work? So that's really the main benefit of a personal brand, is like putting yourself out there, creating content that helps a large number of people, and you attract a certain percentage of those people who want to do business with you.
Yeah. So so many people get in this whole mindset in all kinds of businesses, and also here, that you have to be the jack of all trades, and you have to, hey, I sell insurance, so I need to sell every kind of insurance because I'm going to miss out on so much opportunity if I don't serve every single person. And if I turn away somebody who wants, you know, liability on their restaurant, then I'm losing that business. And it's, how do you help folks move beyond that and understand that the riches are truly in the niches?
Totally. I mean, I think it's just an evolution. You know, when you're first starting out, like you got to get whatever you can take, right? But, you know, if you have a steady flow of business, if you have clients, if you're putting food on the table for your family, like that's the opportunity to start niching down, specializing, producing content, you know, creating, you know, a great website, shooting YouTube videos, doing a podcast, you know, you guys are textbook doing a lot of these things, you know, just out of passion for and excitement for helping people. But like there's a strategy behind all of this that is really the best way to go. There's no way that you can be as knowledgeable across all those different types of insurance as somebody who just focuses on it. So again, there's a time and a place to be that jack of all trades and sell anything that you can to anybody. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to attract bigger, higher paying clients. And the way that bigger, higher paying clients vet people who they want to do business with is, do they have specialized knowledge? Is this there's a huge segment of the population. They don't care how much something costs. They just want to do business with somebody that knows what they're doing. And if something goes wrong, they're going to be able to solve that solution for them. And they're willing to pay a premium to do business with somebody who's going to take care of their problems and who's going to do the right thing and who's going to, have that specialized knowledge to execute in an efficient way. So that's really the main thing, is that, you know, when you're starting, you got to do everything, but try to find a niche that you're passionate about where you can help people and that pays well and helps you get to your financial goals.
So if anybody's listening to this, they obviously know about podcasts, right? We know about YouTube, obviously the book of Fosh book, if you will, Instagram, yeah, Fosh, but like, how do you get into this? Like, what would you say for somebody that doesn't have maybe a ton of experience in any of those things at all, or maybe none, where do you start and how do you explore which one will work for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately it first starts with like, what do you want to accomplish? You know, not everybody wants to be a Brendon Burchard or Tony Robbins or anything like that. I mean, it takes a huge amount of sacrifice, a huge amount of work. What is your financial goal? And then reverse engineer from there. I mean, there's lots of opportunities in any given city just to, you know, write a book on a specific type of insurance that you self-publish. And you use that to get local speaking engagements. Like, you don't need to travel all over the country or all over the world or be a best-selling author, but you could, you know, create your own little niche and become the go-to person just in your community. So, you know, that's really the first step, is to find a niche that you can serve and, you know, do small things. It's not all about social media. It's not all about having a podcast or a YouTube channel or, like, you know, building a huge following. There's different things that you can do based off of what your financial goals are, on a much smaller level. Like, if you just want to make $100,000 a year, selling insurance, that's much different than if you want to, build a million or $10 million or $100 million agency over the next 20 years. Right. And so, there's different strategies, there's different, levels of sophistication and different tactics to implement based on what your financial goals are. But at the very basic level, again, you don't need to have a Facebook page. You don't need to have a YouTube channel. You don't need to have a podcast, unless that's what fires you up and you enjoy doing those things. And those are great tools. So ultimately it just comes down to, what is the most effective way for you to package your knowledge, your insight, your perspective, your information, the knowledge that you have? How can I package that, and how can I share that with people in a scalable way, and then strategically doing that in a way that drives business back to you? So again, there's lots of different ways and tactics that you can implement those types of things. It all comes back to, what are your financial goals? How quickly do you want to achieve them? How much resources do you have? Because obviously, if you want to build a $10 million agency in the next 5 years, you probably need some capital to spend on ads and, you know, Facebook ads and, you know, all, you know, traditional advertising and stuff like that. So again, not a one size fits all answer, but that kind of gives some perspective on, you know, how somebody can just get started. Get started speaking at your local communities, you know, in your local community, at schools, at churches, at, you know, whatever, wherever, for free, and just helping people. And you know, you'll get business from doing that. You know, you're not going to make $1 million your first week doing that, but if you do it consistently and repetitively over the course of 12, 24 months, you know, it's a great strategy, and people start to come to you because they can trust you, because you're out there already helping people, and people want to do business with you.
Love that.
So powerful. What, it's the, like a chicken and egg thing. What do you do first? Do you define the customer avatar, or do you look at what you're specifically good at and then hope that that market's there? Cause you know, there's that, the build it and they will come mentality doesn't really work. And we've learned that that's not the thing to do anymore. So how do you find that balance and really execute on the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it is a chicken and an egg thing, and there isn't one way to approach it. But ultimately, the way that we like to guide people down, that the path that we like to guide people down is, you know, we believe there's a million different ways to make $1 million, right? If that's your goal, there's, you know, tons of different ways to make money, but it has to be something that you're passionate about. It's like, no matter how much money you can make, if you're not passionate about it, like, you're going to burn out in the next 3 years, no matter how, you know, how much of a type A personality that you are. So ultimately, you got to be doing something that you like. The first place to start is with the business model. And there's four things that need to be in place for us to really pursue something, or encourage our clients to pursue something. So there's four different levers that need to unlock in this order for there to be a viable option there for you. So one, there needs to be a real problem in the marketplace. So you need to be actually solving a solution in the marketplace. In this information world with social media, there's lots of manufactured problems that people just kind of create and sell solutions to. And so one, there just needs to be a real solution in the marketplace. Two, people need to be aware that they have the problem. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why, in the health and fitness industry, there's people that just like aren't aware how unhealthy their eating habits are, you know, whether they're overweight or not. Like, how they're just, like me, like I eat fast food, you know, I'll admit it. I'm not the healthiest eater in the world. I'm not overweight. So if somebody comes to me and says, hey, you need to, you know, get healthier, I'm like, I'm not even aware I have a problem. All that comes down to creating YouTube videos, creating blog posts with specific keywords that people are searching for. And that's a whole another concept. So again, it's all about having a longer term vision, taking short term action, and doing that repeatedly over the course of the next 12 to 24 months to start to gain that traction, that momentum, start getting the revenue coming in, start paying for ads and scaling up from there. So that's, again, another whole probably, you know, 4-hour workshop just talking more about that. But, you know, the most important thing is to get started and get started doing something, and not to get hung up or get overwhelmed because you don't know how to get a million person audience, right? It's like you get the million person audience one person at a time. So start getting one person at a time with the things that you have available to you right now.
Yeah. And I think that's a concept that a lot of insurance agents know. I mean, that's the original subscription service, right? Where it's like they might be paying, you know, you get the 10% of, you know, the first year, which is the first year is $1,000. So you get $100. These days cost more than $100 usually to acquire someone. So we know that, hey, they're going to be with us at least 3.5 years. So we know over that time, as long as we're paying under $300, then we're going to more than break even. Right. So that's interesting how that has kind of evolved, and it correlates. That's super cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's similar to how we've built out the architecture in our agencies too. Because the more that you make it where it's a process, and you can look at the metrics in each step of the process, so that you can fine tune and you know what those numbers are supposed to be, then you know if I put in this much on this end, then I'm going to get this much in at the, or get this much out at the back end. Those predictable, measurable results are how you really can create revenue now. And there's so much, it's so easy. It's not easier, but it's, there's such a better way to target now, right? Like you can hit your audience.
Yeah.
Even after Congress messed with Facebook.
Yep. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's never, there's never been a better time to build an audience and to build a following. There's so many tools, and even though they're, you know, more expensive than they were 5 years ago, it's still the cheapest they've, you know, it's still cheaper than it's ever been historically, right? Like, to be able to target 1,000 people with as specific of targeting as you can do with Facebook, with YouTube, with LinkedIn, with Twitter, it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. So you can get very granular with those types of things, and it's something where the number, the place to start is just make sure that you have a revenue generating mechanism in your business, whether that's selling a insurance policy, like you're an agent for a company, you have your own insurance products that you're able to sell, or you're selling some type of information around different types of insurance, that you create your own online course, or you write a book, or you have some type of workshop that you're using to just educate people and attract people to do business with you and buy your policies and insurance products and stuff like that. And there's just lots of different ways to do it, but you need to have that revenue generating mechanism, and then you can spend money targeting your ideal customer. You know, maybe you specialize in insurance for people, for families who have five or more kids. You know, that's like just like a whole nother thing where you can add value outside of just what's in an insurance policy. But, you know, maybe you're an insurance agent and you have more than five kids, and you know, you can just share a lot more value outside of just knowing what's in a policy, the difference between insurance products. There's lots of other things that are a step away, or two or three steps away from what you actually do, where you can add a lot of value to somebody's life. And so that's really kind of where things can get started there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I would love to know a little bit about the personalbrand.com.
Yeah. So, you know, since we've worked with, lots of author speakers, coaches, personal brands, and been in that personal branding space for a long time, our agency kind of evolved and, from Paper Plane, which is what it was kind of known as the go-to agency in our industry for a while. And we shift that to personalbrand.com. So personalbrand.com is a place where we have a blog, you can get information, have an online course, have coaching, consulting, things like that. And that's what personalbrand.com is. Yeah.
Cool.
So if somebody were to, let's say an agency or an agent wanted to build up their brand, right? And they come to you, they go to personalbrand.com. What's that look like? What's the process, without giving away the secret sauce? Like how is that going to look when they come to you, from a, you know, we're going to do this, and then we're going to look at this, and, you know, what's the process on it? So interesting.
Yeah. So the process is different for every single client, but, ultimately we help people get a personal brand website, get their brand messaging down. We obviously work with kind of the higher end of the market. We're a boutique agency. We're not kind of a cookie cutter once, we're just cranking out duplicate websites and stuff like that. So ultimately it comes back to our core belief about what a personal brand is. We believe that a personal brand, we take people through a brand discovery process, brand creation process, develop a website, photo shoot, like all this crazy stuff. But by the end of the process, our clients feel like a weight's been lifted off their shoulders. They feel like that who they are is actually revealed in that process. It's not like they're putting like a costume on and they have to like live up to some crazy expectation or like live up to this image that's not who they are. And so we have that whole process for our done for you services. But even just through our blog, through our online course, we teach basically everything that we do, and we have, a methodology and a framework that we guide people through. There's five, different, pillars of a personal brand. the engine, which is the business model, which we've talked about quite a bit, which is the ability for you to have a revenue generating mechanism in your business. That's the main aspect of that. We talk about how to cultivate influence and how to accelerate and grow your influence. Now, everybody's talking about being an influencer today, but for some reason, the word influencer is very closely tied to scantily clad Instagram pictures with product placement, and it's not really influence; it's just like exposure, right? Like, so everybody wants to be an influencer, but nobody's really talking about true influence and how to expand that. So that's one of the other pillars. Content is a huge pillar. So how do you package your knowledge? And we have a whole process and methodology to, doing that in an efficient way. And then reach, how do you actually go out there and get more of an audience, more of a platform? And ultimately, how do you build a community around your knowledge, your expertise, your personal brand? And that's what we fundamentally believe branding is. So many people think that branding or personal brand is being this, being able to manipulate or persuade people to do business with you. But at the end of the day, a brand isn't about what you say, it's about what other people say about you. And so how can you strategically talk about what you do in a simple but powerful way that other people can repeat, and you provide an amazing world-class product or service, and you build a community where you have a huge marketing arm that of unpaid raving fans that are out there singing your praises, and they're able to talk about what you do in a powerful way because you spent the time, effort, and energy, creating a focused and tailored message that other people are able to share. So that's ultimately the goal of a personal brand, is to hone in how you talk about what you do, create content and products and services and a revenue generating mechanism that creates raving fans. And by the time they've gotten results with your product or service, they know how to talk about what you do and the results that you get in a powerful way. So they easily share that with other people and drive more business back to you. So again, there's lots of nuance to every single piece of that, but ultimately that's what we do at personalbrand.com, is just help people monetize their knowledge and package their knowledge so that they can create results, repeatable results for people, and create raving fans, and just build that, that business that just spirals up. Because for every single successful customer you have, that should generate at least one more customer back into your pipeline. And so your business should be something that over time just grows exponentially if you are providing a great service or a great product to the marketplace.
Love it. I love that framework. So tell me, what do you think the number one thing an insurance agent could do to help crush it for themselves?
As quickly as possible, find a niche that you can focus on. And it doesn't need to be a specific type of insurance. Like the example I gave a few minutes ago is, like, you can specialize in life insurance for families that have more than five kids. And people will identify that because they can identify with your day-to-day story. They can identify with your crazy and hectic schedule, running all the kids to sports and dance and all this crazy stuff, right? So, like, you can specialize just based off of like your life almost, right? And so there's just lots of different ways that you can niche down. But I guarantee you that somebody's going to, if you take that example and you specialize in, life insurance or whatever it is for kids who have more than five kids, and I'm a person that hypothetically has more than five kids, I'm 100% going to do business with you before some guy that I meet at a networking event that's trying to sell me, 15 different types of insurance, my auto policy and my renter's policy and all this stuff. It's like, great. Like, and at the end of the day, I might be even, they might even be representing the same exact company. They might even have the same exact policy, but I identify with the person that specializes in families of, five kids or higher, whatever it is. So there's lots of different ways to niche down, but whatever that is for you, whatever you're passionate about, focus on that. That's really the biggest thing. And again, everybody needs to put food on their family, food on the table for their family. But as quickly as you can get to focusing on on a specific niche, the better. 100%.
Love it. Love it. Michael, where can people get a hold of you? Where can they see you?
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Michael R. Hunter, on LinkedIn, Michael R. Hunter. And if anybody has any questions, you can shoot me an email at michael@personalbrand.com. And happy to answer any questions that people have. And thanks for having me on the podcast, guys. It's been a great conversation and really excited to share some info with everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Valuable.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a good one.
See you guys.
Hey, you've got to check out the Insurance Dudes Inner Circle coming soon, where you get extended interviews as well as live coffee talks in our private Facebook group. Join the mailing list today at theinsurancedudespodcast.com. Hey, thanks for checking out the Insurance Dudes. Hey, please subscribe. We got some really great stuff coming out.